Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I had a test pressing of this album for like 6 months. Finally, I got around to hunting up Kevin Brown saying, hey, Kevin, I need a real copy. Kevin Brown, for those of you who are uninitiated in this world of folk DJ-dom in the Northwest, Kevin Brown is the bluegrass DJ who does DJ spinner, folk host. As am I, who does the Front Porch Bluegrass Hour on Spokane Public Radio. But he's also been getting heavily involved in the whole songwriting thing. And in his third album, his songwriting just gets better and better and better, and he's looking at various types of production and how to make all that happen. And he's really expanding his own scope, which is really cool. And he's probably a little bit younger than I am, maybe in his late 40s, early 50s. And just to be, just to find and discover himself through songwriting. Still loves the bluegrass, don't get me wrong. He still knows what he's doing in terms of that. And of course, bluegrass itself has songwriters. But it's more about the fact that he's really, really found himself in a lot of ways musically through writing songs. And not all of his songs are good songs, but none of them are really bad songs. There's just some really good ones and then some sort of average ones. And that's the way it works. And from day one, some of the first songs he wrote were excellent songs. It's Kevin Brown. It's from his latest album, Book of Skies. Honky Tonk Haiku goes like this.
I don't need no devil making me do no wrong. I can do it just fine all by myself. Who knew the blues could be so blonde and have legs so long and eyes so blue? Darling, please believe me, this was not the way it seemed. Well, I swear I was not kissing her when she was kissing me. What's a poor farm boy to do? Honky tonk haiku. When I took that library book, did not pay my fine. The road less traveled was not on my mind. When I took that wrong turn at the Stevens County line, call me a victim of a neon sign. Pretty women dancing in iambic time, the cadence of their footsteps falls in such a gentle rhyme. Well, heavens to Betsy, what's a poor farm boy to do? Honky-tonk haiku. Barstool. I am not drunk. I'm just thinking that I am a mess I made, and that's why I keep on drinking. Oh, heavens to Betsy, what's a poor farm boy to do? Honky tonk haiku, honky tonk haiku. My father lived a quiet life of ordinary means, safe within the soft confines of comfortable routines, as steady as the ticking clock that measured out his days. He walked a straight and narrow path, but I went the other way. Cross your fingers, place your bets, see what tomorrow brings. It might be argued I became my father's wildest dream. I do not have my father's eyes, nor were our views the same. He gave himself to order, but I would not be tamed. An unresolved transgression, his misbegotten child, a weed among his roses that flourished in the wild. Cross your fingers, place your bets, see what tomorrow brings. It might be argued I became my father's wildest dream. I was with him when he died, one late November day. But there was no exchange of words before he slipped away. Thus it sometimes is between the father and the son, strangers of a common without a common tongue. Cross your fingers, place your bets, see what tomorrow brings. It might be argued I became my father's wildest dream. It might be argued I became my father's wildest dream.
There's a sign on the corner that says SOL. It's holding up a man, he's a cardboard wishing well. You wish him well. Out of luck world that he's standing in. There's just too many angels on the head of that pin. So you drop a dollar in and drive away. There's a guy in the plays guitar. He used to tour the country, but he never really went that far. Things being as they are, he plays only the Lonely and Heartbreak Hotel every Friday night for the traveling clientele. Lounge at the motel. Just a pale blue dot seen from outer space. And heaven must be one hell of a place to see for the lonely. For the lonely.
I've been investigating a peculiar situation. I read the literature and listened to the speculation. I've gone into the field to study it firsthand. Yet there remains a point or two I still don't understand. Tell me why did love make me stupid? How can my heart be so cruel? Why does that rascal Cupid like to see me playing the fool? I monkeyed with the numbers and made lengthy calculations. I've analyzed the spreadsheets in search of explanations. I've looked the contract over with a most judicious eye, but I never see the loopholes till they've hung me out to dry. Tell me why did love make me stupid? How can my heart be so cruel? Why does that rascal Cupid like to see me playing the fool? I've consulted with my friends, but they don't have a clue. I've asked the crystal ball, please tell me what to do. I even went to church to see if God might leave a sign, but all I got was, kid, your guess is just as good as mine. Tell me why does love make me stupid? How can my heart be so cruel? Why does that rascal Cupid like to see me playing the fool? So I'm developing a theory about the human race, wherein love is just another cream pie in your face. And I made a commitment to the moon and stars above to duck a little faster next time someone mentions love. Tell me why does love make me stupid? How can my heart be so cruel? Why does that rascal Cupid like to see me playing a fool?
You know, I think I'm so smart till I get hit by his dart. Then I end up playing the fool.
I shed my wheels and spread my wings
and step into the morning breeze.
Yeah, calls it a road song. It is kind of a road song, Blow Me Away. I'm Just a Paper in the Wind, and all that Missoula sky and that wonderful, wonderful area up there in Montana. Kevin Brown from his latest album, Book of Skies. We heard The Pale Blue Dot, and we heard Honky Tonk Haiku. I was looking for all the haiku. I think there's only one real haiku in the whole song, but that's how that goes. Kevin Brown, good guy. Remember back in the days before they were doing all these one-day pledge drives, and now I think up in Spokane they do a four-day. But Carlos Alden and Kevin Brown and I used to get together for the folk block, and we used to play and sing and bring guests, and they do drawings for banjos and things, and drawings from, we don't do that anymore. Now we've consolidated everything, and we very rarely see much of each other, which is kind of sad. Not that we saw that much of each other anyway as hosts up there. We all kind of did our own thing. But, you know, the folks that that also do all these folk programs, and, you know, we have our own little agendas, and people like me have been doing it for so long, you get your ego wrapped up in it and some things like that. But wonderful, wonderful folks that do some of these things. Carlos Alden up there in Spokane, and Kevin Brown, and some of those folks over in Seattle, and that really work hard at doing what they do. And it's just kind of nice to be a part of that whole thing. It is. All righty, T.R. Richie. We played Why Does Love Make You Stupid? Make Me Stupid. Which was written not as a blues tune originally. And there is a recording of it someplace on the old Kerville tapes with Janice Carper and Heidi and Kat and T.R. Richie. Why Does Love Make Me Stupid? But there's your Valentine's Day song for you. Here's another one. Have you seen this woman? T.R. From his album, My Father's Wildest Dreams.
I see her face in the motel lobby. I see her face by the restaurant door. I see her face in the neon glare of the 24-hour convenience store. I see her face by the truck stop payphones a thousand miles from her hometown. She's smiling just like nothing happened. Her eyes are green this time around. Have you seen this woman? Take a good look at her face. She stepped out her front door one day and disappeared without a trace. Have you seen this woman? She might be anywhere out there. Keep a lookout in your travels. And maybe say just a little prayer. But it's a town like any other.
It's a day like all the rest. She gets up and she has her coffee, puts on her favorite yellow dress. Later on, her next door neighbor sees her driving down the avenue. Then a hole opens up in the middle of her life, and flesh and blood falls through. Have you seen this woman? Take a good look at her face. She stepped out her front door one day and disappeared without a trace. Have you seen this woman? She might be anywhere out there. Keep a lookout in your travels, and maybe say just a little prayer for Amy Betchel, for Rachel Charles, for Stephanie Condon, for Jennifer Brown. All we know is that she went shopping. After that, the picture fades. The clerk said she came in alone and left with milk and bread and eggs. They found her car in the parking lot, her keys in the ignition. But no one saw or heard a thing which might arouse suspicion. Have you seen this woman? Take a good look at her face. She stepped out her front door one day and disappeared without a trace. Have you seen this woman? She might be anywhere out there. Keep a lookout in your travels, and maybe say just a little prayer for Madeline Clifton, for Kristen Hatfield, for Sandra Keller, for Jessica Kane. Do you ever get the feeling we're falling from a state of grace? You look around the neighborhood and you don't recognize the place. Listen to the minutes ticking, look into a stranger's eyes, and ask each other what kind of world would eat its tender young alive. I see her face in the motel lobby. I see her face by the restaurant door. I see her face in the neon glare of the 24-hour convenience store. I see her face by the truck stop payphones a thousand miles from her hometown. She's smiling just like nothing happened. Her eyes are green this time around. Have you seen this woman? Have you seen this woman? Have you seen this woman? Where is Trudy Appleby? Where is Erica Baker? Where is Amber Barker? Where is Amanda Dixon? Where is Lauren Easterling? Where is Sabrina Eisenberg? Where is Nicole Hendricks? Where is Danya Holt? Where is Julie Holmquist? Where is Jennifer Hull? Where is Amanda James? Where is Morgan Cruz? Where is Kristen Lamb? Where is Mary Love? Where is Crystal Marlin? Where is Rachel Mellon? Where is Deborah Palmer? Where is Alexia Reel? Where is Laura Reyes? Where is Michaela Schaefer? Where is Cher D'Amico? Where is Deborah Wooten? Have you seen this woman? Have you seen this woman? Have you seen this woman?
Jack says he wants to write a suicide. Michael says he wants to take a bride. I can't tell the road from the alfalfa field. Janice says I need to learn the slide. Here at the Pudding Stone Songwriters Colony, couched amid the umbrella oaks, dozens of multicolored ego fires. Nobody laughs at your jokes. Maybe they're all Nazis or neophytes, allies of the sirens or the frights. Larry left last week but forgot his car, and Sandy says she wants to sneak out nights. Here at the Pudding Stone Songwriters Colony, couched amid the umbrella oaks, dozens of multicolored ego fires, and whatever desperation.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible with financial support from listeners like you and from Brickman Medical Center, with a mission to serve patients and their families as a people-focused, community-driven healthcare provider, offering family care across the Palouse and rural clinics in Kendrick, Potlatch, and Troy. Brickman, where it feels like family.
We'll have some sunshine today, partly sunny skies, but with isolated rain showers, and it will be breezy. A high in Pullman of 47, Lewiston 53. And then expect rain tonight and also for Sunday. Breezy conditions this evening with a low of 40. Tomorrow rain with a high of 50 in Moscow, 57 in Clarkston.
Heidi's got a gig with the symphony. Amy wants to learn to channel trees. Gary's having visions of scorpions. Tracy makes me weak in the knees. Here at the Pudding Stone Songwriters Colony, couched amid the umbrella oaks, dozens of multicolored ego fires, notebooks, guitars, and smokes. All for the sake of a melody, a substance as solid as the sea. All for the sake of a word well placed, all for immortality. Here at the Pudding Stone Songwriters Colony, couched amid the umbrella oaks, dozens of multicolored ego fires, and whatever desperation evokes. Here at the Pudding Stone Songwriters Colony, couched amid the umbrella oaks, dozens of multicolored ego fires, you're just another card in the spokes.
Got a good friend, she's been going through some bad times, between a rock and a hard place where dreams disappear. I got troubles of my own, but when I think about her, makes it look like I'm having a pretty good year. All my troubles seem small when I see these people with their backs against a wall, when I watch what they go through, when I see how far they fall. Compared to them, I got no troubles at all. I turn on my TV and see a grieving mother
And the look on her face says there's nothing more to tell. Another child who's been caught in the crossfire, in some war-torn corner of hell. All my troubles seem small when I see these people with their backs against the wall. When I watch what they go through, when I see how far they fall. Compared to them, I got no troubles at all. Telephone rings in the middle of the night and leaves someone sitting alone in the dark, alone with their questions, alone with their fears, alone with the sound of their thundering heart. All my troubles seem small when I see these people with their backs against the wall. When I watch what they go through, when I see how far they fall. Compared to them, I got no troubles at all. When I hear myself complain, when life seems so unfair, I think about these ones who've been broken by despair. And all my troubles seem small when I see these people with their backs against the wall. When I watch what they go through, when I see how far they fall. Compared to them, I got no troubles at all. I got no troubles at all.
Compared to them, I got no troubles at all. T.R. Ritchie. And of course, we heard Have You Seen This Woman? That was an interesting song. And one by Bill Davey, the Pudding Stone songwriter, Colony. And you know what? I got so tied up in the music and just listened to all these great Northwest songwriters, I spaced and forgot the break. Can't be doing that. The break's supposed to be on time. We're about 7 minutes late. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Ma. We're coming right back for a little less than half hour worth of music before the next break. Yeah. All right. Here's a break. Thank you.
deep as your well. What's the output? 8 gallons a minute won't quench a thirsty crowd. You gotta dig deep around here, you gotta be resourceful. It's dawn to dark or nothing, you can't afford to stop. How deep is your well? Has it been tested? The guy that used to live here got the parasites. He used to call me, doubled up and cramping. I used to drive him beneath the starry nights. How deep is your well? Does it run all year? Lots of holes round here go dry in the summertime. Got so hot last August, shriveled the onions, raspberries dried up on the vine. How deep is your well? Do you have a hand pump? You know the government's gonna shut the power down. And those computers, man, they're good for nothing. It's gonna take strong backs if we're gonna save this town. Deep as your well. Look at Mr. Johnson. 250 feet hasn't found the stream. You gotta squeeze this earth like it's a damp sponge. You gotta pay the auger man till your pockets bleed. How deep is your well? What's the output? 8 gallons a minute won't quench a thirsty crowd. You gotta dig deep around here, you gotta be resourceful. It's dawn to dark or nothing, you can't afford to stop.
Shining in the sun. They are stone and steel and wood and wire, and they can change two things to one. They are languages and letters, they are poetry and awe. They are love and understanding, and they are better than a wall. They are languages and letters, they are poetry and awe. They are love and understanding, and they are better than a wall. Now there are canyons, they are yawning in the night. They are rank and bitter anger, they are all devoid of light. They are fear and blind suspicion, they are apathy and pride. They are dark and so foreboding, and they are also very wide. They are fear and blind suspicion, they are apathy and pride. They are dark and so foreboding, and they are also very wide.
So let us build a bridge of music, let us cross it with a song. Let us span another canyon, let us right another wrong. Oh, and if someone should ask us where we're off and bound today, we will tell them building bridges and be off and on our way. Oh, and if someone should ask us where we're off and bound today, we will tell them building bridges and be off and on our way. We will tell them building bridges and be off and on our way.
Little Boy Red, Little Boy Rocket, Little Mr. Blister with the smile so wide, Little Joy Eyes, Little Hazel Pockets, Little Mr. Just the Right Size. Little Boy Love, I see you in the kitchen, you're running round in circles like a lost cartoon, talking to yourself and talking to your sister about the Lone Ranger in the moon. Can I have a sucker? Can I have a sandwich? Peanut butter mustard is my favorite kind. I can cut the bread and I can put the stuff on it and I can take it all outside. Little Boy Love, I see you in the front yard, running round in circles like a wild baboon, talking to the trees and talking to the bushes about the Lone Ranger in the moon. Little Mr. Man, Mr. Personality, Little Mr. Underwear outside your pants, when you grow up you'll be a superhero, 'cause only superheroes get to dance. Little Boy Love, I see you in your bedroom, loving up a teddy bear until she swoons. Then you lie back and start to tell a story about the Lone Ranger in the moon. Daddy's far away now, but he'll be home soon. Daddy's down in Texas, but he's thinking of you. Little Boy Love, I see you in the kitchen, you're running round in circles like a lost cartoon. Let me tell you this, when I was down in Texas, I saw the Lone Ranger in the moon. Little Boy Love, I see you in my good dream, running round the circle like a favorite tune. Maybe next summer we'll both go down to Texas and meet the Lone Ranger in the moon. Maybe next summer we'll both go down to Texas and meet the Lone Ranger in the moon.
That really is my favorite cut from this Water Dance album, Bill Davies' Water Dance album. A Lone Ranger in the Moon, about a little kid. I bet that little kid's probably 20 now. How Deep Is Your Well? Good song. We also heard the Pudding Stone Songwriters Colony, which is probably very, very accurate there. What a great set with TR and Bill Davies. And we had Mockingbird in there with their version of Bill Stain's Bridges song. This is the new Mockingbird, the newest Mockingbird. And Leslie Riggs left the group, and Allie's with them now. I don't know Allie's last name, but Allie's cool. She got a nice voice, along with Sherry Lutch and Robin Wallbridge. And we're hunting for titles here to make sure we can try and do something legit. But this is a demo, and therefore on the playlist it'll be reflected as a demo. Everything is demo. And of their newest album, which will be out sometime fairly soon. It probably won't be out for the Duo Bill concert that Mockingbird and I are doing in Bellingham at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium there. We're doing it as a duo gig. And then on Sunday, we'll be at the Deming Library, and that'll be Mount Baker. That's on Mount Baker Highway, the Deming Library. And we'll all four be there, and it'll be fun. Maybe we'll do something together, maybe not. I don't know how that's all going to work. But I will be there, and I really appreciate the Mockingbird folks for setting it up for me to be able to play Bellingham. It's not easy to get gigs there. And it's, you know, kind of neat to be able to be in Bellingham. Might even hunt up old Albert Snow there in Tracy Spring and some of the Bellingham folks that I know. All right, here's another one from this demo album of Mockingbirds. Here we go, their brand new album.
I saw your picture on the wall, and then I didn't sleep at all that night. Oh, I could not turn away when I heard how far you had to walk that day for just a handful of rice. Just a handful of rice. I am not walking in your shoes. Lord knows I got my own blues. But I sure do hate the evening news, because it makes me think twice about a handful of rice. What can I do? I can syncopate. I can empathize. I can agitate. I can open up my eyes. And on that day when there is food for everyone, and none have all and all have some, then I will take a purple crayon and draw a smile upon the sun. I'll draw a smile on everyone. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll draw a smile on everyone. Yeah, yeah, and the truth goes marching on, and the truth goes marching on, and the truth goes marching on, and the truth goes marching on.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of an open-hearted lass. It has nourished all the children and has taken more to task. It gives honor to the mother with redemption for the past. Her truth is marching on. Her truth is marching on. Her truth is marching on. If you steal a magnolia at midnight, it's not really stealing at all. The magnolias all shine in the moonlight, just waiting to answer the call. Just want to go to the party and sit where the chatter is sweet. Impress all the guests fancied up in their vest with marshmallows and chocolate to eat.
I do love chocolate.
So come to the party, come out and play. Tonight is a night unlike any old day. There's a full moon, it's magic, and we want you here. And bring a magnolia, my dear, my dear. And bring a magnolia, my dear. If you're out and about after midnight, and you're looking for something to do, there's cake and a clown, and I've heard around the town that there might be an elephant too. So come to the party, come take a look. I'll draw you a map, it's right here in this book. There's a full moon, it's magic, and we want you here. And bring a magnolia, my dear, my dear. And bring a magnolia, my dear. Flowers for everyone, blooming for only one night. There's a mischievous cat. What is she looking at? Could it be? Yes, it is. Oh, my dear, fancy that. So come to the party, come out and play. Tonight is a night unlike any old day. There's a full moon, it's magic, and we want you here.
and bring the magnolia, my dear, my dear, and bring the magnolia, my dear.
Oh, and bring the magnolia, my dear. Yeah, that's Mockingbird from their fourth album. And this album came out like 3 years back. And they have a new group member, and Mockingbird sounds just as good as they always. And they've been around for actually a long, long, long time. A way long time. Like, I think in the late 90s, like 98, something like that. And a lot of folks in the Bellingham area own their albums, and I would own them too. They have an album that's got some sort of Christmassy, wintry things on it, combined with other stuff, and they have a... They do a wonderful job on things like Java Jive and some stuff like that. And then they do old rock tunes. They do things that they wrote. And they do all kinds of stuff where they get a lot of their material. Who knows where it all comes from? From the pop world and from the old pop world and from the alternative world. And they do it right. And a cappella music is such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And you know, all those instruments, you just sing it out. Mockingbird, and they will be at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium on Saturday night. That would be the, let me just make sure, the 20th of February. And I will be there as well. It's a duo bill. And it's going to be an interesting bill. It's an interesting package. And then the next day, we will be at the Deming Library. They're on Mount Baker Highway. On the Mount Baker Highway, the Deming Library. I think it's a 2 o'clock concert. And if I'm wrong, you show up a little bit early, then you can read a book. All right. Anyways, we'll talk more about that next week. Yes, we will, on the day of. On the day of. And we'll be in Bellingham. Love Bellingham. Nice town. Nice town. Got a lot of cool people. Got a lot of cool places. Got a lot of cool breweries. Oh, yes, indeed. I could go broke in a town like Bellingham. Oh, my gosh. Well, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, W-S-U.E-D. You can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. I promise, 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 sooner than later. Amanda P. Cully doing the playlists and eating oranges. Yes, indeed. Right here in the studio. And she does a good job. Inland Folks production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. You're listening to the Rankin Family. We'll be back for some calendar stuff and all kinds of things. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on.